got good legs. She doesn't have to keep hitting legs.
The reason why you have good legs
is because you keep doing legs. Keep hitting all right. Legs. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday. What did you label Monday? Melancholy Monday. What? Everybody's just. No, I heard like Manic Monday.
We should start going through it anyway, because I did hear, and I'm only going to say this now, so we have 5 days in advance, but Boomer and Gio.
What about them? They're off today.
I'm pretty sure they use Feel Good Friday.
Everybody uses Feel Good Friday. Even our boy McAfee. He uses, everybody uses Feel Good.
I think it's universal.
It's a universal thing. It's a universal thing. So welcome, everybody, to the podcast. It is Monday, August the 23rd, 2021. Your host, Sturch, Gooch. And, of course, you can see him in the corner. You can see him. That's AJ from the couch. Wave, AJ. Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
We'll get him on. Actually, you know what? I could just kind of... There it is. There he is. He's officially part of the show.
Yes, sir.
Instead of... So now that's why you dressed the part, too, with
I would
the
refrain
Mets.
From using that voice.
Ever again. Ever again. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, okay. A lot of stuff. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I ran late today because obviously I had a great workout, right? And I'm done and I'm home and the world is just at my house. I'm finally getting the central air installed. Bro, do they need 18 trucks? And then they're like, and of course.
How many times have you installed central air?
15. No, like none. But
so the correct. Answer probably is yes, they needed 18 trucks.
Right. But I'm saying, like, I got home and everybody's like waving me, like, hey, Dave. And I'm like, I've never met any of you. Hello, you know? And I'm doing that and it's fine. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, all right. So everything I was told to move, like within either closets or my man attic or anything like that, like move stuff, I moved it already, right? And of course they come back and say, well, hey, guess what, Dave? Can you move this, redo your closet, do that? I'm like, sure, fellas. It's not like I got to get to work or anything like that. But hey, you know, and I'm not going to make anybody else do it in the house. So, Stella, go lift some stuff.
So
you
Dave
know?
Is Dave's late.
Dave's
what
late.
He's getting at.
That's where I was getting at. That's my excuse for having, whatchamacallit. I have good legs. That was on the air. Whatever. I'm looking at the comment. I got to get out of the comments because that's just going to distract me. Maybe somebody else. Oh my God! Imagine if that wasn't Ashley.
That was definitely Ashley.
But I'm
because
saying
she said the intro was fire. Intro is dope.
Yeah, but the intro has been the same intro for 3 weeks now.
No, because we were talking about, you know, you have good legs, you do legs. That was the intro.
Oh, okay. See, oh, I like that. It's more improv than just like this is what today's podcast is about. You know, we had that discussion today. MMA, we up almost
no,
today.
It's edited. It's
great.
It's gonna be up.
All right.
Honestly.
You had a packed house here yesterday.
Yeah, we had the whole squad.
I was trying to leave the Jersey Boys podcast. I did that. I was out of here. Long day yesterday for me, bro. I was at Bar A at 10 o'clock in the morning. First of all, I don't like Bar A because I don't like the Jersey Shore.
Do they even serve alcohol before 11?
There was bartenders there like, hey, guys, you know, what can I get you to drink? I'm like, it is 10:15 in the morning. Like, I'm fine.
That's Bloody Mary.
And that's what Joe got. That's what a bunch of other guys got. They're like, well, sweetie, do you need anything? I'm like, Miller Lite. It's Miller time, baby. So I had my first draft yesterday. That went off without a hitch. I was excited about it. Excited about who I got. Got myself a Dak Prescott CeeDee Lamb combo. What?
We're not allowed to talk about our own fantasy teams on the podcast.
All right. So how do I phrase that then? It would be a cool thing to have is a Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb combo. I got that. Or I'm sorry. It would be cool to have that. But anyway, fantasy draft. It's fantasy season. I finally got into that mode, you know, when they're like, the guys are going and here's the order and the banter starts. And we did get a couple compliments on the shirts, the quality of the shirts that a couple of those guys have ordered. They're like, we've never had more comfy shirts. Dags named his team Barstool is better.
Did any males go up to you and said, hey, Dave, I've never had a more comfy shirt?
Yes,
they have
TJ.
To turn in their shirt.
TJ.
He's got to turn it in.
No, man.
Along with his man card, because you're not allowed.
Why? What?
That's how I'll talk to my girlfriend. I'll be like, oh, this is comfy, or you shorted it comfed. You know, but you don't go up to your boys and say, wait, wow, this shirt is really comfy.
Why the hell not?
Same thing. Like, you're just going to go up to another grown man and be
yes.
like, oh, so
yes.
comfy.
It's not like he grabbed my shirt. He goes, Dave, I got to tell you, I got a shirt last week. Never more comfortable.
Bro, here's how you say it. Bro, not going to lie, that shirt's fucking comfortable.
Okay. Done. Well, maybe that's how he said it. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not quoting the guy. Say,
No, but I asked you. I said, did he go up to you and say that the shirt was comfy?
No, he grabbed me by the shirt and he said, let me feel you. No, he had he actually had a Barstool shirt on. And he goes, I love this shirt and I love the Chop Sports shirt that I got. It's the most two comfiest shirts I have.
So he did say comfy.
Did he say comfy or fit good? I don't friggin' know, man.
If he said comfy, he's got to give the shirt back.
Nah, it's not true, man. No, he's a loyal supporter.
I know TJ.
TJ's a good dude. But Dad, like I said before, he named his team Barstool is better. Direct shot. Direct that. Shot at us. And I don't care because Barstool one day is going to be like, this Chop Network, this is pretty cool. Let's buy it and put Dave and Gooch on a boat. That's what it's going to be. We'll see. Going to happen.
Barstool's coming for us?
Barstool coming for us. Give me a year or two. Not right now. He's not going to come right this second. Like, Portnoy's not listening to Chop Sports podcast, even though... Yeah, you never know. if you make headlines and you tag him and you say, if you talk shit, he'll be the first one to be like, yo, I'm about to cancel these fools, you know, and that'll be that. But that's why I won't do it. Anyway.
I'm reading the comments.
Sports. Yeah, don't do that. Sports this weekend, right? There was obviously plenty of it. But I will start off with this. What?
No, just go.
What? What were you going to say?
No. Please go. Please go.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. You're going to give me permission to talk on my own show? That's what a good guy. But anyway, two posts on our Chop Sports Media got a lot of traction. And those posts involve professional wrestling.
Did we call it?
This is what I was going to say.
What?
We called it. Dave what? I was going to talk about wrestling.
Are you going to talk about wrestling?
Yes, right, I'm going to talk about wrestling right now. Right. First of all, there are a lot of closet wrestling fans, okay? There are a lot. When I post something in Chop Sports, the Facebook group, people respond. They're almost like, okay, he did it, so I can just get in on it. Instead of like, you know, the Jim Slobins of the world, he loves wrestling more than I think he loves air, you know, and like he'll post wrestling shit all day long if we let him. I think he's refrained. But then like you see a couple things from me, the guy running the show, one of the admins of the group, you know, and oh, well, if Sturge did it, and then I can do it too. Anyway, Friday night, AEW comes out with a new show, Rampage, the return of CM Punk. And I know you guys probably touched on CM Punk and Brock Lesnar on your Chop Heads MMA. Why? Because I got the rundown and I saw it. Yeah. So, but it is a return of two. I correct myself. A return of one MMA legend and one MMA failed star.
Neither of them are MMA legends.
Come on,
we're
Gooch.
Not going to have this.
Look,
discussion
I'm not
going. Right
no, no, I'm
Brock
not going to let
Lesnar
you do that.
Is not an MMA legend.
He won a heavyweight championship. That makes you a legend in the UFC.
No,
tell me one guy that won a belt that you figure is like, nah, he's not the guy. He's not a guy.
Matt Serra.
You're telling me Serra wasn't a good fighter?
Was a good fighter. I didn't say he was a legend.
But he won a belt, bro.
We're talking about what makes you a legend. Brock Lesnar is a legend in himself. Brock Lesnar.
The brand, yes.
Legend. Brock Lesnar, MMA fighter, less than legendary career.
Another thing I want to add is in the UFC career mode, it's all about becoming a legend. Now, when you win one belt,
I haven't played that video game yet. Any of them. Because I actually played it once, like the sample, whatever they're going to be, the demo. I got knocked the frig out. I'm just like, I'm not playing this game anymore.
The main story and the main reason why I brought up MMA or wrestling on the MMA podcast yesterday was because of Gable Stevenson.
And he could be a future.
I'm pissed off at myself because I didn't actually correct AJ's post. This is one thing that I haven't brought up yet.
What post? What are we talking about?
AJ made a post about our MMA. He clipped something from us.
Okay.
It was a minute clip of me
from yesterday's show?
Of last week.
Okay.
Of talking about Gable Stevenson. Mm-hmm. And on the post, he labeled it Gable Stevenson. So for me, I said his name right a bunch of times in the clip.
What is it? Gable Stevenson?
Stevenson is his name.
Oh, so there's no N.
So there's no N.
Oh, that's rough.
And he put it in the picture. So I was able to edit the description, but the actual headliner thing that he did said Gable Stevenson, and I was waiting for someone to come in and roast me.
Oh, they would have roasted
But I wanted to fucking correct AJ's wrong on the show last night, and I forgot to, so I'm doing it now.
Okay.
I know how to spell his name.
Listen, don't worry about that, but I will tell you.
Don't worry about it. You're not even on the fucking show, of course. If it was the other way around.
Last week, the guy put the Oakland Raiders and couldn't spell, what was the word he couldn't spell? What was the word you couldn't spell?
Palace.
Malice at the Palace? P-A-L-I-S-E.
It was because you couldn't spell
bullshit.
Palace. It was. In the write-up.
We looked at the write-up, and on the write-up it said P-A-L-I-C-E.
So, that's why I called you Ron Burgundy, because everything you read, you think is gospel.
I am Ron Burgundy.
I am Ron Burgundy. Yeah, so that's bullshit, man. So anyway, don't blame me. Anyway.
It's okay when you fuck up the MMA show, apparently, but it's not okay.
It's not
when
okay. You fuck up I didn't the Daily say it was show. Okay. I just said, like, cut him a break. Stevenson and Stevenson.
I need all the help with the promoting I could get.
That's very MMA true. Show,
so, AJ, yes. You need to get your fucking act together.
And you know
even
what?
Though AJ knows that I'm on Team AJ.
AJ, so everybody's on Team AJ. But I'm saying, like, shout out to AJ for being here yesterday for the MMA show. What did Scoop do?
He left.
You left before the MMA show?
Because Scoop was here. So it was just.
What did,
like,
Scoop do?
Scoop did what he usually does.
You're not doing StreamYard or anything like that, right?
No, not yet. Not and yet. I think that's what AJ's gonna where AJ's gonna.
Yeah, we got to get
have,
that going.
We have to line up the way we're gonna, I guess, employ. I don't want to use the word employ because I'm not paying any of these people, but I want to line up job descriptions for everybody, and everybody comes in with a clear understanding of what their job is. Scoop wrote a blog, and we're gonna start sharing the MMA podcast with a blog. I would like to do that for all the podcasts
absolutely.
That are not daily. Have whoever the podcaster is blog it.
I think Laurent wants to do that.
Yeah,
Laurent wants
does
to,
it. The Ringer does it, and I always see their podcast.
And they can attach the podcast.
I see an article. I click on an article. I read it, and then on the bottom there's a podcast about the article, or the article is about the podcast. So it's like, oh, if you were interested in this article,
correct. I like.
You will
it.
Then be interested in this podcast.
All right.
Anyway, like enough it. Is enough, Adam.
But anyway, my late morning and back to wrestling. You got Punk. Sorry,
you did it.
Punk returns. Right. Said a lot of harsh things to the opposing thing, and it's what we call in wrestling a shoot, because it definitely was, where he said, like, why would I go back to the place that got me sick in the first place? So he had a staph infection. You know, there was mismanaged. There was a big bulge on his back for a while. It was gross, right? And WWE just paid no mind to it and said, you're going to be okay. And then the guy just got sick and got sickly and then left, right? So why would he go back there? Then he comes back to do some of the media stuff where it's like on FS1 or whatever, he's talking about the fights and this and that, which I find to be hackadoodle-doo.
The fights?
The wrestling matches. Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I mean. That's corny. To me, that's corny. Like, I'm like, wait, you guys can't, you don't analyze a wrestling match. We all, like, if you're in the headspace of knowing how wrestling works, what do you, why are you picking a winner? You know what I mean? Like, why are we doing that? I just don't know. I didn't, you could talk about the story, but you're employed with WWE, so you can't give it away like that. You can't be like, well, I think it would be better written if Brock wins. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way you should be talking about it. But they're like, well, you know, if he gives it 110%, you know, this guy can win. I'm like, oh, man, it's so cringe. But anyway, that happens. Brock Lesnar comes back last night, right? Last night, Sunday? Yes. So I caught the end of SummerSlam last night when I got home.
Didn't they do it Saturday?
Yeah, wait. Saturday, sorry. Wow. Holy mother of God. See, this is how... Saturday was a weird night. I actually watched Tommy Boy, and I ordered it. I've seen Tommy Boy 1,000,001 times, right? And I'm talking to somebody, and they're like, yo, Tommy Boy. And I'm like, Tommy Boy's a classic. And we're like, I should definitely watch Tommy Boy. I did. $3.99 to watch Tommy Boy for the 1,348,000th time. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Bro, you know there's so many good shows that you haven't seen.
I know, and I watched 2 hours of Tommy Boy, and I'm like, and I can rephrase that entire movie. But anyway, in that same time, I was able to watch the end of SummerSlam on my phone, on Peacock, right? Because now you can't even find these freaking things anymore. Peacock, I'm watching it. Brock Lesnar returns at the very end. First of all, looks amazing. Looks like he's in shape. He's older now. What, you're saying he doesn't? Or did you not even see him?
No, I didn't see him. I saw pictures that he looked like an onion.
First of all, who posted that?
Scoop
showed me yesterday. Yeah, Scoop. First of all, I have a problem with talking shit about people that would kill me in real life.
We had this conversation yesterday.
We just had it yesterday.
Dave said, first of all, I listened to Dave openly talk shit about Jalen Smith all the time.
Linebacker of the Dallas
Cowboys.
Dave
thinks that he could beat up Jalen Smith.
I didn't say I can beat him up. I say I'm not afraid of Jalen Smith.
Well,
I would not talk shit about Brock Lesnar. He would snap me in half. 260 pounds. He would break me like beans.
So if you were to ever do an MMA podcast, like you can't. All right, I'll give you an example. You talk shit about Kamaru Usman. He'd kill you.
I was face to face with Usman.
And he'd kill you.
And he didn't do a damn thing.
But he would absolutely fucking maul you.
He would kill me. Yes.
And
because he's a trained killer. Like, Jalen Smith is not a trained killer. He can't even read a defense. Like, come on.
That doesn't dismiss the notion that you just said that you don't like to talk shit about people that could kill you. And Kamaru Usman would kill you. And you
I don't talk shit about Usman. I just don't like him.
I have to dig up the fucking.
Dig it up. I don't like him. I don't like him. Doesn't mean he's bad at what he does.
I talk so much shit openly I know. About Jon Jones, Khabib.
And they would all murder you.
You name a fighter that.
I don't feel like I should
even
be
talk
doing
shit
that,
about Conor, who I'm a big fan of.
I went in on Conor last night.
About Sean O'Malley, the Sugar Show.
He's another clown show all of a sudden. He was cool for about 10 minutes, and now all of a sudden guy, hangs out with 6'9 guy, said, whatever the hell his name is.
The guy that won on the undercard, Brian Kelleher, he called out. He said, what are you doing hanging out with 6'9?
There you go. That's, yeah.
I don't know the exact quote. Did you send me the quote?
No.
Something where Kelleher called him out after the fight, and he said something about you got a tattoo of a upside down on your asshole. Hanging out with 6'9", did you get a vagina tattooed on your asshole?
Oh, nice.
This is exactly what he said.
That's not very appropriate, but hey, listen, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, whatever. But anyway. But
if you ever need to clean said asshole.
We do have a guy potentially for that, which is even worse sounding, actually, the way that came out. So it is what it is. Anyway, wrestling got a little bit of a boost, and I'm excited about it for the first time ever. I've been thinking and debating about going back and trying to do some ring announcing and then commentary again. It's been a long time. I stopped right before the pandemic because wrestling to me got very edgy with on the independent scene. It got a little too much for me. I was overwhelmed. I'm a new dad. And I was like, I don't want to be in that life. But now, you know, she's a little older and like, I'm like, all right, like maybe I can go and do it again. And then I'm gonna have another kid. So right back to that cycle. But wrestling gets a shot in the arm. And I think it was good for pro wrestling fans and everybody around it. So stay tuned. Possible pro wrestling podcast coming to the Chop Sports Network. But they got to be established, and a fog hit me up. How do I get a podcast? I said, you need a following first. He goes, okay, I'll work on it. I said, all right, cool. End of story.
Yeah, hit me up. I didn't actually get to respond because I was in the middle
of it. Yeah, no, he was just asking how can I get on? And I'm like, well, this is how you do it. These are the steps, you know, going forward, because we're no longer ground leveling any podcast, because that's a lot of work, man. And AJ is an exception to the rule. He's our intern here. He does a lot of work. So what the hell? And it's not even ground level. You had a podcast before.
Yeah, I had a podcast.
So then I'm not worried about that one. That one's going to turn some traction. But anyway. What else? I'm reading this little rundown. First of all, kudos. Rundown without me doing it. Love it. Because then I could just sit down and be like, what are we talking about today? I love it. Miggy, baseball. First of all, Yankees got rained out yesterday because of Hurricane, what was it? Henry? No, it wasn't Henry.
Tropical Storm Chris.
First of all, didn't even rain at all at Bar A. We were all like, oh, we got to move it all inside. Blah, blah, blah. Like, there wasn't a drop of water.
It rained by me.
It did rain. It flooded my town next to me, but that town always floods. So I'm not really, like, totally shocked. But anyway, Yankees didn't play. They get back tonight, today, tomorrow?
Probably today.
Okay. Mondays, I always think, like, Mondays are off days for all the teams, and it's not always the case, especially in the Yankees' case. They're never – I'm always like, they never play on Mondays, and then I'll be proven wrong. Today, they'll probably play on Monday.
Yeah, you never
know. But keep your eyes on the comments just in case anybody wants to correct me. But anyway, so Miguel Cabrera hits his 500th home run. I begged the question, and I told myself I didn't want to – say any more questions, ask any more questions. I want to leave that up to AJ, but I will ask both you guys, being baseball fans, does 500 home runs ensure your enshrinement in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
right? There's only 28 guys in history to do it.
I wouldn't say that it guarantees it.
I mean, if you hit 500 home runs, you got to be good at baseball, right?
I want to see how this home run era plays out in the next 15 years. I think right now it guarantees it, but eventually, just like any other sport, you eventually have to raise the bar. If guys are only staying in the league and batting .210,
right?
Like, we'll give an example. Let's say an Adam
Dunn. Just to get there?
Like, what has Adam Dunn got, 400 home runs?
Oh, Adam Dunn struck out more than anybody else.
So, case in point, if Adam Dunn managed to get the 500 number, or a guy like a Joey Gallo who just is all bang and then strikes out every other time.
It's like a Giambi.
Well.
Yeah. Giambi stunk everywhere else except for power.
Giambi just stunk down the line.
I love Giambi.
Towards the end of his career. Giambi, when he was on steroids with Oakland, he was...
No, I liked him off the steroids with Yankees.
But point being, you have to have good counting stats across the board to get into the Hall of Fame, or just be a 15-time gold glove if you're not going to do it with the bat. But getting 500 home runs and batting .240 for a career, that's not going to get you in the Hall of Fame. And I think that when it's all said and done, a lot of the guys that are playing right now, that's kind of going to be the going rate for batting average.
I heard a crazy stat today, or a crazy occurrence that happened in baseball history. Mickey Mantle went 1 for his last 21 at-bats in his career, and that's why he wasn't a 300 hitter.
Yeah.
That's sick. I would be sick over that. You ever see the movie like Mr. 4000 or Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac? Where he's like, they redo the numbers, and he's like 3 hits short of 3,000. He was called Mr. 3000. 3,000 hits, 3,000 hits. He finds out that he's like, he's 3 short or 4 short, and he's like, well, then I'll just come back. But he's like 50 years old, and he just needs to get 4 hits to get it. Great movie. Well, probably not a great movie, but like overall.
Never seen I was going to say, I don't know.
I fuck with Bernie Mac.
I love Bernie Mac. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac and Bad Santa.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie. Bad Santa, I've seen.
Bad Santa, when he's like, no, that was, what's the other guy from Three's Company? Ritter? John Ritter. He died, right? The one who died. Yeah. So he's like, he said she wasn't going to shit right for a month.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, Dave just said shit right for a month.
That's how he said it in the movie. I was reenacting the movie. See, what? You guys, if I never dropped a curse before?
No, I was just making sure that they understood what was said.
The translation, yeah.
Right. I was translating.
We got a funny comment. Okay, it says, AJ looks like he finished last in a fantasy league and has to wear that shirt and hat as a punishment. I will say, it was a pretty rough morning getting dressed.
I don't know who put that, bro, but Jesus Christ.
How about you put your name, goddamn coward?
It just looks like highlights how ugly the Mets uniforms are.
Especially, well, no, I mean.
Mets uniforms are nice.
Yeah, I never hated the Mets uniforms. Yeah,
you're a Knicks fan. So you
this
have
is true. True. This is true. True. Type, and right above AJ, well, you can't see it on the camera, but I have my Patrick Ewing. That's a great Knicks jersey, by the way. All right, what else we got? We got, so tell me about this Lindor thing, because I'm unaware of it.
So basically, Lindor just took accountability and was like...
He also hasn't played.
Yeah, I know.
So what the hell is he even saying anything for?
But he basically just said, like, yeah, I'm bad. I couldn't hit all season. We're bad. We couldn't hit all season. We need to hear this. And he said it's not the first time they heard it, but we've been hearing this all season. From Cohen to, like, be better.
He's a proactive owner. Like, he wants his boys to play good.
If you're paying out all that money, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess it's good that
Lindor, half of it's going to Lindor.
I guess it's good that Lindor isn't taking offense to it. He can't because he's making $30 million this year. Yeah. Something close to that, if not.
Basically, what Lindor had said, too, is, like, defense, they can't say anything to me. What is it?
He did say that. I did hear that clip on the radio on the way in. That he's like, "Yo, you can't talk about my defense, but yeah, my back." I'm like, "What do you mean you can't talk? You're off. You're not on the field."
But we could just talk about that. You're not playing.
That's what I'm saying. You're not on the field. Shut up.
But anyway,
like, get back. When does he get back? Is that close?
This week. It's coming. Be Friday.
I don't even know. My mind is out of baseball, man. I'm so into football right now.
I know it's very difficult. I kind of relate.
The Yankees. I'm not really focusing on the National League at all. Why would I?
This is very true. I mean, the only feel-good team in the NL that I always root for is the Padres.
I've done, like, 48 mock drafts over the weekend. Where my head's at.
Yeah.
I'm actually terrified. Not to... I mean, I will just talk about what I want. I don't actually give a fuck about Lindor. I'm terrified of my salary cap auction draft.
When is that? That's this week.
It's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Now, it's a toughie.
To do a mock, I'm not... I typically go into fantasy football drafts so overprepared just because... That's who I am. Right. I give a shit about fantasy, blah, blah, blah.
Dork.
When we're talking about mock drafts, or not even mock drafts, when we're talking about salary cap auctions, you're having a tough time gauging things. So I sat there in my first, second, 10th mock all the way through, and I'm just like, when do I start spending money? I would be my best player was Allen Robinson. Because I'm thinking like, I have to wait.
So wait, all right, explain to me auction. Like, there's a draft order. No.
You nominate a player.
Okay.
Essentially what happens is you nominate a player.
So there is a first person to nominate a player. So that's like first nomination goes to Patrick Mahomes or whatever.
There's part of the strategy is you don't want to nominate players that you want because you want to drive up the price, have people spend their money so when the players that you go to get aren't nominated.
So are we nominating the lesser players first?
Yes and no.
That's a finesse move.
Usually in the first round, like you would go ahead and do like the top player for like the first two. And then after that, it's like, instead of
just human nature wise, you could do it one player at the bottom, but it's not really going to do much unless the entire league does that. But it kind of does. It'll fuck things up, I think. But the thing I noticed was as I'm drafting, I'm like, I want to save myself for Aaron Jones. And I'm not going to name the other player yet because there might be listeners.
Let the record show that Gucci is saving himself for Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a stud. So, I hate you, but he's a stud.
So the point that I'm making is at the end of the run on running back, so Aaron Jones was like the eighth running back that was nominated. Now the rest of the league, if you missed out on your RB1, you're typically these guys are now overpaying for Aaron Jones. So I was kind of learning that like maybe I'm just going to nominate him right away and spend the money right away on him, get him at the value he's supposed to be at rather than trying
to get What do you get, like $100? Like what's the funny money?
You get
what
$200.
$200, okay.
You got to kind of just figure it out.
And you got how many roster spots?
16, the same as anything else.
So then that's, what's the math on that? That's 16 into 200. Each player is technically worth a certain amount, but you want to go up and down on certain players.
Like, towards the end of the draft, you're getting really good players for $5.
My math is just...
But anyway,
let's do that math.
Let's move on from mock drafts.
Fine. It's mock draft season. It's fantasy season. Everybody's pumped about it. We have our league here, the big 16-team league, two of them. We just divvied out all the prizes. I can't wait to see how that actually plays out. You know, I did a draft with 12, like 16 teams. That's going to be something. That's going to be something. Interested. Anyway, it says, all right, so you talked about Lindor. Great. Vrabel test positive for COVID. That stinks. However, I will say this. There's a photo surfacing the interwebs of Mike Vrabel very, very close talking to Tom Brady. Now, can Tom Brady pop and have to miss the next 10 days around, I don't know, Thursday of this week? Because, well, it's not even last week. Damn, I just need Tom Brady out week one. That's all I'm really looking for. But anyway, there was a lot of people asking, like, well, what about Tom Brady's status? I'm like, what do you mean?
Kyle Trask is a problem. We'll fucking carve up the Dallas secondary,
all right,
too.
All right, let's comp. Dude, calm down with that, all right? It's bad enough that, like,
That's how Tom Brady got his start because of an injury, even though this wouldn't really be the same kind of thing. But Kyle Trask could be the next Tom Brady. He takes over for...
Who put that meme or the Tom Brady's son or whatever? Did you see that one in Chop Sports?
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, great, I got to deal with this kid for the next, like, 15, 20 years. And everybody just starts trashing
Tom Brady's son isn't playing football if he's a full-time ball boy for the Buccaneers, because he would be practicing and playing football right now if that was the case. So
very true. Good call. Good call. I like it.
Strike me as the football player type.
Nah, it doesn't look like he's got the build either.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady didn't have the build, and he was...
That's true, and he's the greatest of all time.
He still didn't look like a fucking NFL quarterback. Look at him. So, I take back the bad words I said about Tom Brady's son, Jack. Is his name Jack?
Jack Brady?
Sounds like a Jack. Looks like a Jack.
Tell me his name is Jack Brady?
That's a pretty good assumption. I feel like it could be Jack Brady, right?
I want to say his name is Jack.
Jack?
I'm sure Scoop will fucking comment in it.
Yeah, or look at the comments first. I mean, like, maybe somebody will... I can't. When you see a baby boy, and this is not a knock on the name Jack, because I know, do I know any Jacks? I don't even know if I know any Jacks. But like, that baby comes out, and you're like, that looks like a Jack. Like, I feel like that's not a, I don't know.
From what I'm looking at, he has two sons, and one is Benjamin Brady.
Jack and Jill.
I'm Ben Brady.
Benjamin Brady?
Yeah.
And then Benjamin. Okay. I like it.
I don't think the other one's
I like
real.
Benny. Benny's a good name. Like Benjamin, Benny.
Benny Brady.
Bro, I'm having a hard time figuring out what I want to name my boy. Very hard. Like, I can't come up with it. It's I come up with all these Cowboys names, and they're all being shot down. Well, next one I'm trying is Ezekiel Elliott Sturge.
The ding died a long time ago.
A long time ago. Don't do any of the things. Anyway, Wentz, Nelson. All back today, right? So that sucks. But sucks for our prediction, because if they're on track to play week one, then our prediction of them getting 5-6 wins or whatever the hell we had them at.
Hey, we haven't done the full league.
This is true. Yet, we're going to do that in a couple weeks, I think, or right before the
some
season.
Some adjustments to be made.
Yeah, definitely.
The Colts got a little bit more healthy than I thought they would.
Kyle was the first one to.
I don't give a fuck what Kyle says. I still think the Colts are going
to
underachieve.
Shout out to the sauce, because he put us on his network, and there's 20,000 people that watch every freaking movie makes. So I'm excited about that. That gave Chop Sports a little burn. This guy's taking his hat off, getting hot over there, bro.
The views aren't as high as I'd like them to be for the Sauce Network.
That was friggin' hurt in my head, to be honest with you.
Well, because it's the Met hat. But I think the views, that is a spread out thing, no?
Yeah, we'll see. He's got I guess.
Well, don't tell me that, because we're about to set up Sunday football on his stream.
Well, I don't think that's another thing entirely as well. When we're doing a live stream, we're not going for... In a sense, you don't get the view count. It's only like live views go. True. And then as soon as the live stream ends, they go away.
True.
So it's irrelevant.
Okay. True. I will take a look at the comments, just because there's so many. Colts over what I say. Kyle Kerms. He's listening, and the sauce is here.
They're not getting over 10 wins still. I don't give a fuck.
Wentz, Scoop Espo says the NFL will make sure Tom Brady does not have COVID. I mean, he doesn't get any more true than that. They're not going to hurt their baby. Baby. So Wentz, Nelson, Kelly, all back at practice. Break the third wall. And then, so that stinks for that. Rookie roundup. Oh, so your boy.
Zach Wilson.
Whoa, Miles.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome out there.
Looks good. And even got some burn from A-Rodge.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, yeah, it's against second stringers, but the sad ass quarterbacks we've drafted for the previous, like, I don't know.
I think the Jets have all the
reasons. Sucked against these second string defenses.
I think the Jets have some reason for some optimism, man. I think that this kid has got some moxie to him. I think he can rip it. And I think it might be a good thing for the Jets. Yeah, like, congratulations, Jets fans. You'd be excited. Go ahead. So, I mean, right? I mean, I am. I'm excited
for him. You got any comments on that? Your quarterback was saying great things about him, so I want to hear
if one of the GOATs say something good, that's got to mean something.
I think there's potential there. I don't think it's going to happen this year for the Jets regardless.
I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. I'm just saying that's a work in progress. They're going to start getting him targets. Just like we said last Friday, that receiver class is fantastic next year. You know, I'm talking about free agent class to get him weapons for next year. So, and the Jets probably have money.
I'm more concerned about right now with a young quarterback, the offensive line. If their offensive line could keep it together and they could protect him, you'll see good progression out of any quarterback behind a good offensive line. If not, then he's going to run around crazy, lose 14 games. Then things could take a turn for the worse. You need to see at least something out of him this year. It was a positive sign in the two preseason games. The very little action that I did see,
yeah,
it was positive. He played well against my team, even though it was the skeleton crew.
Was it a skeleton crew to start?
I believe so. Yes.
Was it? You tell me. I don't know. Like, yeah. Jair not playing?
Did he complete a pass on 23?
Did Jair even play?
No.
Why aren't these guys playing?
Because it's preseason.
Stop. You need the reps.
You saw the Ravens middle linebacker went down with torn ACL.
Moving on.
AJ McCarron torn his ACL.
Like, AJ McCarron tore his ACL?
Yep.
That sucks. His girlfriend must be so upset.
Anyway,
I say that the only reason why I say that is you don't remember that Brett Musburger where he was like hitting on his girlfriend via the air? Nobody remembers that. I don't believe
that they need the reps.
The only one thinking about this?
I don't think that the starters that are clear cut Pro Bowlers or potential all pro players, I don't think they need reps the way you think that they do. I think the NFL players are just fine the way they are. And then when the season starts,
I saw a little bit of a rev up period last year. It took a couple of weeks for these guys to get going when there was no preseason at all.
The only reason why you're saying that is because there was no preseason at all. If the season happened the same exact way and there was preseason, no one would have been like, wow, you know, maybe the preseason was too long.
All right.
It's only because there was no preseason. And last year there was no preseason and Aaron Rodgers won MVP. So I'm okay with no reps, no preseason. I'm good with all of it.
Okay. He's just going by
no
history to repeat itself. Basically, you don't need it. Still get it. Fine.
Basically, yeah.
Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with no preseason in a new offense, in a new system.
He didn't play any preseason last year?
Did they have any preseason last year?
They did not have any preseason. Good call. Very good call.
So, basing it on...
Well, Dak Prescott lost his foot, so there was no preseason to get his foot up to speed.
That also had nothing to do with preseason.
That's why it was a joke. But anyway. AJ, what else we got here, man?
Let's go ahead and let's dive into Trey Lance. He started off horribly in yesterday's game. I think on his first five snaps, he was 1 for 5. He had a pick, and they went... punt, interception, punt.
So it's a good thing that San Fran didn't move on from Jimmy G because I think Trey Lance needs more time. He had one nice pass this preseason.
Let me finish. He then went on.
Wait, there's more.
I think throw for like 150 yards and like 15 out of the 17 next throws.
So when the backups to the backups came in, he started playing better.
Yeah.
Is basically what he's saying. Yeah.
But Jimmy G's going to start.
Yes,
right? I mean 100%.
Yeah. We'll get into that topic later too. Well,
we're gonna break the 49ers down in a week or so.
Yeah,
so we'll do that then.
What else you got written down here, Jamar Chase? Oh, dude, how many balls did he drop, huh?
Dude, Jamar Chase.
That's a very upsetting thing.
Very questionable for me. He's coming out of camp right now, and apparently the guy can't create separation from Bengals practice squad defenders. That is the scariest statement I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Buy it. I think he'll be a good pro.
That whole offense. I think is gonna they'll once they gel.
We're talking about a guy that was better than Justin Jefferson in college 2 years ago. He sat out last year, so he has maybe a little bit of rust. But a guy with that kind of talent, drafted where he was drafted, they know about him.
Right.
He's gonna be fine. He could catch.
Right? I agree.
He might have drop issues at some point, but so does Metcalf. So did you could say a lot
Deontay
about T.O. You know, T.O. is a top five ranked receiver of all time. He had drop issues.
The same year that he led the league in touchdowns.
And I highly doubt that he's not able to get separation from Bengals practice squad corners. I think that's a little bit of a fluff statement.
A little fluff. You hear that, bro? Fluff. Nobody likes fluff.
Okay.
Fluff. And is that the Fluff. Why do I think of fluff? Is that the stuff that the white stuff you put on
peanut butter? Like, yeah, a fluffer nutter.
They're fluffer nutter. That's what it was.
Delicious.
Anyway. I don't know where you put it, Dave, but I know where I'm.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where do you put this white stuff?
Why don't you calm down, Mister? I'm saving myself for Aaron Jones. Anyway, what else, AJ?
Let's do some debate right now. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do a little week one quarterback prediction debate.
I'm ready. Let's go. Ready and able. Here we go.
Bridgewater or Locke? What do you guys think?
I think we talked about this when we talked about the Denver Broncos. I think right now Locke is the guy because he's been there already, and he hasn't done enough bad to not be the starter. And if they bring Bridgewater in, maybe to light a fire under his ass.
I think that it's Locke because of the reason you stated. He's been there a little bit. He has a little bit more familiarity. And Bridgewater has had opportunities to lead the ship, and he's failed miserably in all stops. So
okay.
No Teddy Bridgewater.
Lance or Jimmy G?
Jimmy G,
Jimmy G's job. Jimmy G until... That's Jimmy Garoppolo's job until it's not his job. You know what I mean? Like, the leash might be short based off the San Francisco fans after
Jimmy
last year.
Jimmy G will win 4 games. They'll be like 4-2, and then he'll get hurt. And then it'll be Trey Lance's job.
You would hope that doesn't happen.
I'm not hoping for an injury. I don't really... You know, I don't have that power.
But honestly, if we were running a simulation on the season, that's pretty deadly accurate.
Yeah, there's a real strong
six games chance. And done. Okay, well, so look.
We'll see.
Well, hey, Lance, just like you said, Lance needs to be, you know, he needs a little bit more time and more reps and needs to see more first-string offenses. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what we're seeing out of him, then, gee, you know what I mean? Like, no good. No bueno.
Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston?
That's Jameis Winston by a country mile.
I don't think it's by a country mile. I think that you're going to see... No clear, definitive quarterback situation.
They're going to run two quarterbacks all year. Long. Yeah, I can see that.
They're going to play that college approach, and the Saints will probably be hard to figure out because of it. I think they're going to. You think they're going to take a tumble?
I think
the Saints will be a worse team because they have some holes that I wasn't really aware of on their defense. The more I did a deeper dive into it, but the quarterback situation I don't think is as bad because of the way Sean Payton's going to call the offense.
Mike Francesa. Says
I don't give a fuck.
No, he's the worst. I do not like him at all.
You have two quarterbacks.
If you don't have a definitive guy that can lead your team down the field, drive after drive.
I agree.
But do you think this is like the future?
That's more like an old school thing. Right now, what gives a team a best chance to win? The NFL is definitely hybrid, more hybrid now than it ever was. You would never see 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the Wildcat or an option.
Remember the Wildcat?
Yeah,
you died quick, huh?
I remember seeing, like, in college football when I was growing up, I'd be like, how come NFL teams don't run the option?
Right? Like, the triple option.
They're too fast. You know, until there's a guy that's playing quarterback that's faster. Mm-hmm. Then it'll work. And that's what you see with the Wildcat and all this other bullshit. The read option.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Winston, now, for me.
Let's dive into Dalton or Fields.
This is the Red Rifles' job, brother.
It's not a competition, really.
Because they've kind of went out publicly and said it.
Because this is so Bears. Now, Fields might not be ready, by all means.
Did you see the hit he took? No.
I didn't see it.
Depleted. Helmet rocked.
Anyway, that's not a bad thing either. It's football. He's going
to
get hit.
Fine. But he also, right, it was on the heels of him saying, the game doesn't seem like it's faster.
Well, he's allowed to say that too because he's pretty fast. And I'm sure maybe he's just being honest. Maybe it didn't move as fast for him.
Until linebacker...
It might not be as fast or as fast as he thought, but it hits harder. That's for sure. And he learned that the hard way. But I just don't understand why they need to call it out the way they did when they're like, we need to see Andy Dalton in the regular season. As if you haven't had 20 years of seeing Andy Dalton do nothing in the regular season.
He's done a lot of stuff in the regular season. He's made the playoffs. He just hasn't won a playoff game. He's gotten there. He's taken bad Bengals teams to the playoffs,
dude. Those Bengals teams weren't that bad.
But I'm saying, but they weren't that good either.
Understand, Andy Dalton, at this point in his career, I don't need to see what he's done and what he's going to do in the regular season.
I just think that
not behind a pedestrian offensive line with moderate weapons. I think that the Bears have a little bit on offense with Allen Robinson. I think Mooney's underrated. But Andy Dalton isn't going to fucking do anything with that.
He doesn't move the needle for you?
Not at all.
Not at all.
All right.
Does he move the needle for anybody?
No, I just put a lot of stock into him last year, and that just didn't play out the way I thought it was going to play out. We also didn't have an offensive line, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, now last one.
Here's the real... This is...
Go ahead. Newton or Jones?
Cam Newton or Mac Jones?
This is the real quarterback competition to
me. This is the one that's like literally...
The premier QB competition in all of the NFL right now. They're going to go with Cam. I say right out of the gate, they go with Cam. You might see a little bit of a Sean Payton situation where you do see Mac Jones in certain sets, but I think it's Cam's job to lose, and I do think at a certain point in the season he does lose it.
Very, very similar to what I wrote. I said it was Cam Newton's job until he loses the job, and that leash might be quick because Belichick ain't going down that road again like he did last year where they're just fighting all the way to the end. Usually they're coasting in December, you know what I mean? Like they're just the division's a lock, behind, you know what I mean? This year
line,
it ain't that.
The Patriots offensive line is really good. I think that they could do certain things on offense that's going to be very plain. But also, if they could couple that with good defense, the Patriots can win some.
The Patriots defense looks like it's going to be a good unit.
Scoring games. I'm not really sold on Cam's decision making, and I know that they're not going to be asking him to do much throwing the ball. But eventually, in the NFL, no matter what kind of style you run, you're going to have to hit that third and 12. You're going to have to hit the deep.
And I just feel like he's uncomfortable.
You're going to have to hit those timing reads and be able to throw the back shoulder pass. I don't see him doing it.
Cam Newton throws the ball like they throw it in All-American. You ever watch All-American, that show?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen some of the throws? Like, none of those kids are, like, actual athletes, so they're all just like...
None of them are actually kids, either. They're all right.
Like, they're all high school kids, but they're 20s. In their 20s, right?
Yeah.
I started watching it last night, whatever.
Jimmy Palumbo to... audition to be their starting center.
Oh my God. I watched, you know what I watched last night too? Varsity Blues. That'll never get old either.
How many fucking movies did you watch?
How late were you up?
I was, listen, sometimes, you know, when my nights don't start until I get my daughter to bed.
The last movie that I completed was Mean Girls, and I didn't put it on by myself. God.
And you said that in public. That, honestly, you say it right to him.
Honestly,
good movie.
Fucking not a bad movie.
No.
I could almost guarantee you.
I probably passed it a couple times, but I never actually like sat there and watched.
It's better than fucking Draft Day.
Now, calm down with that, bro. Calm down.
Back to like Draft Day is a cinematic masterpiece.
It's
not.
I didn't say it was.
It's just a fun draft movie.
Right. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
I had fun watching that movie.
You're out of your... I'll never understand that.
Cringe.
Never understand that, considering how big of a football fan you are. Anything football that comes out. Like, my favorite movie ever is Any Given Sunday.
Again, because I'm a football fan does not mean that I have to hitch my wagon to a shitty movie.
I didn't say you
got to
hitch your wagon. I thought you'd just be excited about the
I was excited
whatever.
When I was like, oh, this is a dope-looking movie. And then I saw who was playing it, and I was like, oh, it's probably not going to be that good. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, I was right. It's not good. Simple. I was excited,
so
and
cruel.
I was let down brutally by Kevin Costner yet again, even though I don't really care.
Kevin Costner let you down?
It's one of the Chadwick Boseman's greatest performances.
Who?
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman.
He was Vontae Mack.
Oh, duh. Wow. Good call, bro. I forgot all about that.
It's still a shitty movie. So, don't care who
I hate
it.
You.
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, you're terrible, man. Anyway, what do you got? Hey, AJ.
Sports update?
Yeah, why not we do
that? Time?
It's about that time, bro, for the AJ Sports update.
Well, we might as well call my guy Curtis. Curtis sells houses.
Do it.
Has all your realty needs. Make sure to contact him. Curtis Counts is the man. Let's go ahead and go into the slate of games yesterday. We got off the rip an absolute eyewear shutout by the Tampa Bay Rays. They win that game 9-0, and they continue Chris's formula of scoring 9 runs, giving up 0. They're just that good, people.
Okay.
Cincinnati Reds continue their run up the wild card standings, winning 3-1 over the Miami Marlins. The Mariners get a nice victory over the Astros. And let me tell you something, people. The Astros, they're just getting upset left and right.
I love it.
This
love to see it. They're going to have to start buzzing guys again and start like stealing signs.
They got
to
do something, right?
Yeah, they got to figure it out.
Brewers get a nice victory over the Nationals. They win that 7-3. They pretty much have a stronghold over the NL Central. The Mets get a surprising victory yesterday against the Dodgers. Javi Baez returns in that one, and they win 7-2. Braves get a nice win and a low score.
The Orioles have lost 18 straight games, bro.
Jesus Christ.
18 straight games. How bad of a baseball team do you have to be to lose 18 straight games?
You have to be located in Baltimore, Maryland. That's what you have to do. The Detroit Tigers and Extras get a nice upset over the Blue Jays in Toronto, 5-3, and that's where Miguel Cabrera hit his 500th career home run.
Kerplunk.
And then for the last of our important games, we have the Phillies with a nice upset over the San Diego Padres, 7-4. Hoskins hits 2 home runs. The Giants win the Golden Bridge Battle. I think that's what they're calling that series, by the way.
That's
the awful. Battle of Golden Bridge.
The only thing I think about when I see that Golden Gate Bridge is Full House.
Yeah. So I don't think of either of them, to be honest with you. Yeah, but yeah, the Giants win that series 2-1. It's about as good as the Snoopy Bowl.
You okay over there?
And then the Cleveland Indians close out today's sports update with an absolute eyewear shutout. Indians win the game over the Angels 3-0, and that is your AJ Sports update.
Chris is walking back into the studio gingerly as possible. How much?
I spilled coffee on myself.
You spill coffee on yourself.
Are you okay?
So it looks like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Also, it's the Golden Gate Bridge, not the Golden Bridge. I heard that from the other room.
You didn't say that. We said Golden Gate.
I think I said Gate.
I'm pretty sure he might have not said Battle of the Golden Bridge.
Uh oh.
Is that Jimmy?
Is it really? What time is it? 11:51? Is that possibly superstar? Yes? No? Maybe? He could sit in on this. We're still literally live right now as Mr. 706 himself walks into the studio. But anyway, so all right, so let's take a little bit of a break. Yeah. We'll find out what we're selling on our store. Mm-hmm. This is something I also talked to a friend about getting new commercials put up because Lord knows I stink at it. But you're going to take this one anyway, see what kind of merchandise we got going on for these NIL kids. And when we come back, we'll preview the Philadelphia Eagles. Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest three pepper blend featuring fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's SilkCityHotSauce.com. Welcome back, everybody. It's all good. No, we have Mr. 706 taking up the spotlight, as he always does. Jemmy Palumbo is in the house.
Jemmy.
He's coming to record. Any update on what we talked about last week?
Did you pick up on the way Dave said Jimmy?
Oh, baby. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. All right. Anyway, that's exciting. Exciting stuff. But I will say that the 32 teams in 32 days reaches day 17. You didn't update that on the old drop sheet there, buddy, because I know that we've done 16 teams already because we finished AFC last week. Uh-huh. See, I update that. So it is the Philadelphia Eagles preview today. Now, one would say, why even do the Eagles? Because they're going to be that bad. Got to keep doing it. 32 teams, 32 days.
I don't think they're going to be as bad as six of the teams you've already
I will
done.
Talk about this as soon as I let you know that this segment is brought to you by Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Craig and Johnine, go check those guys out right on Woodbridge, right on Main Street, next to the train station. They have all the best brands. Go check those guys out. They're going to give you $100 off if, one, you say Chop Sports when you're there, or two, you bring in a Jimmy Palumbo, what do you say, action figure? No, a piece of an actual picture of Jimmy and say the Jimmy Palumbo show. We're in a competition now.
We want to have
a
competition to see who gets more referrals.
I
think we're going to beat you.
And we're going to probably beat you.
You're on 5 times a week.
Yeah, exactly. We are on 5 times a week, so we will keep doing this. But go see those guys. Johnine has been a big, big supporter of Chop Sports, so be sure to check out Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Now, we start with the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I mean, what can you say? You start off on top, and this kid has been thrown through the ringer a little too much. Last year, he gets the job over Wentz, right? Wentz is benched. Here comes Jalen Hurts.
I already have an issue with what you're saying.
What? I'm just saying, what?
Thrown through the ringer, he's going into his second season.
No,
he got
but
the
I'm saying,
job,
like,
didn't get the job. That's okay. That's
it's
like,
not good
that's,
for the kid's psyche, man.
I do not want to hear that a rookie quarterback going into his second year because he was taken out and started, that's going to fuck up his psyche. That's the breaks. That's the way the NFL works.
I mean, correct. It doesn't help his case that, A, they were starting to talk about adding a Deshaun Watson before all the crap was going on, even during the crap, even during all the I almost saw Michonne Watson because I was talking about massage.
I don't know how much truth there is Watson. To that, though. You have an obligation as a franchise to
improve
go
your
out
team.
There and improve your
I
team.
Agree.
And if that's at the quarterback position, then by all means, then you...
Totally.
It's a business, bro.
I get it. But then that, right? Then you add Joe Flacco. And then you add Nick Mullins. Like, these are all guys that have started in the league. So this A, light a fire, or B, like, mess this kid up.
So I don't think it's going to be either. I don't think that Joe Flacco is going to challenge Jalen Hurts for the job. And I don't think Nick Mullins is going to challenge. But what you have to do as an organization, you have to be obligated to sign the best players in the event that Jalen Hurts doesn't work out.
Okay.
If them signing a backup, like, I want my team to sign a good backup.
So do I. I don't have one.
Now, I know no one's going to push Aaron Rodgers for his job besides Jordan Love, apparently. But when you sign a good backup, I don't think that should be an indicator to the starter that they don't believe in you. It's like, okay, well,
I just think it was on the same, almost in the same breath as all the Deshaun Watson news, you know. And then, hey, here's Joe Flacco too. And hey, by the way, big dick Nick Mullins is coming
but
in.
But it's the same thing that we talked about with Joe Judge chewing his players out. Like, it's the NFL. You're an adult.
Listen, you don't got to tell
you
me.
You could hear a curse word.
I'm for competition. I'm for lighting a fire under the ass. I'm for all that. I just don't know that if you brought a guy in like Jalen Smith last year when you took your multi-million dollar number one overall pick or number two overall pick, Carson Wentz, out and benched him, that says to me, Jalen Hurts, you are our guy going forward. And now, maybe not. Well, we'll see. You know, and yes, he's getting the reps and he's getting the preseason action. But again, look, there's nobody rooting for Jalen Hurts to fail more than me, okay? But I'm just telling you, it's not good for the kid. That's all I'm saying.
I disagree.
The running game, Miles Sanders, very capable back.
Yeah.
They're deep at running back. Boston Scott is good. And is this the same Jordan Howard?
Yeah.
Like the Jordan Howard? He's still around.
The GOAT is still around. God bless. The GOAT is still around.
The GOAT. He's calling him the GOAT. Like, come on. Jordan Howard.
He averaged 3.1 yards a carry.
Right. He's been with 15 teams in the last 3 years. Come on, man. Good Lord. All right. So who is he throwing the ball to? This is where it gets interesting. They lose. Well, this was 2 years ago. They lost Nelson Aguilar. But, like, I'm talking about their receiving core right now is not anything to sneeze at, but it's also not very good either. They're putting a lot of stock into Devonta Smith. Now, this guy... Every day you're reading about a new injury. Mm-hmm. He's also 165 pounds.
Yeah, there's question marks surrounding his size and his durability. But
right. That sucks. He's been here for a cup of coffee.
You know, they had the questions about DeSean Jackson's durability, and he just left Philly for his second go-round. Now he's in the Rams. And he had a 12-year, I think he's in his 12th season now. So there is durability
concerns. Yeah, he'll take the top off of defense there's once or twice a game, sure.
I don't think that he's going to be the guy that you could throw the ball to 12 times a game, but he can take the top off the defense. And if that's where they're trying to go with it, by all means, I do think Jalen Reagor is going to come out better this year than he did last year.
Is that the one we posted? Is that the catch we posted on Chop Sports Media?
He looks more like a pro. You know, a lot of times these rookies, they don't come in confident. Yeah,
I read a good stat about second-year receivers. They usually come into their own. A lot of them do.
Jalen Reagor, he has potential to turn the corner this year. I think a lot of that depends on the quarterback play. I know that they're getting some offensive linemen back, all-pro caliber offensive linemen. They may be past their time. But
I think they're a little past their prime, yeah.
Well, that might be wishful thinking because you're an Eagles
hater. Lane Johnson?
Well, offensive linemen could play forever.
Guy's been around since I was in diapers.
Lane Johnson might still be a very capable offensive lineman.
Okay.
What about for the Rams? The guy's 41, still an all-pro left tackle.
Case in point.
All right, there's one out there. Congratulations. But anyway.
The Eagles have a very... I guess you could say they have potential on offense, but there's just too many question marks with the new head coach, the new quarterback. So I'm not going to give them anything just yet, but there is potential because the division isn't great. They might be better on offense than people give them credit for. Flip that around, though, on the defensive side of the ball, the Eagles are going
to
be really
bad. Well, I don't want to disregard that Dallas Goedert is a better tight end this year. I think he's already better than Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is still a capable tight end. He was on his way out. Like, up until a couple weeks ago, nobody knew where Zach Ertz was going to land, and he didn't land anywhere, so he's back at home, really. Dallas Goedert, way better than what I thought. I wanted him for the Cowboys. He's a Cowboys fan. His entire family is a Cowboy fan, hence his name is Dallas, and he gets drafted by the Eagles. Go friggin' figure that one out. Their offensive line we talked about. Yeah, flipping over to the defense. What?
Didn't get Dallas Goedert.
I know. I already pushed for Dallas to be the name of my son, but It's my brother's dog's name, so that kind of puts a wrench in that one. I guess, like, oh, this is your dog? It's Dallas. Who's that? Well, that's Dallas, too. So that kind of blows that one out of the
way. So Goddard's better than Ertz.
Yes, but now flopping defense, right? Defensive line. Fletcher Cox has been there forever. Still a game wrecker, I think. He's still very good. Brandon Graham, still good. He was on the Super Bowl team. He's been there for a while. In the middle is, I just said Cox, but Hargrave, Derek Barnett, he's okay. Their defensive line is okay at best. Their middle, oh my God, their linebackers are
exceptionally piss.
They're bad.
Just it gets worse
as it goes back for. Yeah, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, and they got big play Slay.
And their best player, their best players on defense are on the wrong side of 30. Right, correct. Fletcher Cox, who's the other guy that you mentioned.
Lane Johnson.
Darius Slay, I'm pretty sure he's got to be approaching 32.
Slay was getting eaten alive last year in some of those games. That,
I mean, they made him look kind of silly a couple times. So that's a bad secondary. Look, I can't even talk more about
their
these
head
guys
coach
because it's just
is
like
Sam Darnold's younger brother.
Their head coach is also like Adam Gase's younger brother. Like, this guy is just like, first of all, it's very hard to add a head coach from where he came from. First-year head coaches always are kind of tricky to figure out. But this guy looks a little lost. He does. And I don't know if you can grab this team with the older guys that you do have on it. I don't know if you can get in their heads and say, like, hey, this is the new way. Let's do it. And like, the rally is not going
to give him
happen.
The benefit of the doubt, because I have this lasting impression of him up to this point in my life is correct. That first press conference that I saw of him, and he looked really bad. Like, he looked uncomfortable. He looked like he was scared of the next question, but that really doesn't have anything to do with how he handles his locker room and how he calls plays. So that's the true test. We'll see how he handles the media throughout the season once he's a little more comfortable.
When stuff hits the fan, we'll find out.
You know, you could get the pass on that if you win football games.
Correct.
But if he doesn't win football games in Philly, it's going to get bad fast for him, just like it does for anybody else in that town.
Another thing I want to note real quick is that 8 of their starter or second string guys are questionable or out. So they're already
banged up.
Off the rip, banged up.
Banged up. You know, and even their kicker's list is questionable. Is he got COVID or something? Like, how does a kicker get hurt? But anyway, so pull up their schedule, AJ. Okay. Let's do that. Let's rip through this real quick because I don't foresee it being a very productive year out of the Philadelphia Eagles. So there's your Eagles schedule. We pulled it up on the
over-under?
Yeah, what is the over-under? Figure that one out because I'm going to choose the under right away. But, I mean, look at the guys they're featuring on this little billboard here.
It just is pretty sad.
Jason Kelsey, I think that's Lane Johnson. I think it's Fletcher Cox, fine, Graham. But then they have their new kid. Like, they can't even feature their quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's the receiver. No. That's not Jalen Hurts, so that's not.
It's definitely not Devontae Smith.
Well, then it could be Rager.
Who are you guys talking about? Two in
number
the corner?
Number two is Jalen Hurts.
That's Darius Slay.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Because he changed his number. He's No. He changed his number. Like, all these guys, Jets, changed their numbers.
Okay.
Which Philly's, is ridiculous.
Philadelphia Eagles.
What number is Hurts? 10?
Yes.
Okay.
7 wins total.
That's
7.
Super high. But anyway, look, all right, you know what? Instead of going game by game, find me 7 wins on this schedule. All right? Game by game. You can go game by game and just find it. Atlanta, maybe. Maybe. I'll give them a maybe. Then you got San Francisco, and then you got my Cowboys, which I will be in attendance. So I don't lose when I go out there, first of all. So I go to Dallas. I win games. All right? I personally affect that game.
So week 3, they're good. Philly's got to win, definitely.
Then they got Kansas City, and then Carolina, and then Tampa Bay. Like, this is a rough stretch for the Philadelphia Eagles. The winnable games, I'll give them Detroit. I'll give them maybe they can run with the Broncos. Maybe they split with the Giants. Maybe. And I'm not even giving them those because the Giants are probably the most improved team in the NFC East. So, I don't know, man.
I'm not going to find 7 wins on there.
Maybe the Jets.
I don't know that they're going to be as bad as we're saying. They might be a little bit better. I think that depends on the head coach and the quarterback, obviously.
Yeah.
They might be a little bit better than we're giving them credit, but I'm not giving them 7 wins regardless.
I'm going to give them, if I had to really put a number on it, I'll give them 4.
I've been undershooting almost every team just to be safe. I'm not going to necessarily undershoot here.
I'll give them a split. All right. You know what? Just because it's division games and it's rough, let them split with the entire division. Even Dallas, right? For whatever reason, they don't get the job done in week 18.
Winning more than 6 games.
Right. But so that's 3 wins.
The division has some winnable 4, games 5. In it, regardless of how I think it's going to shake up. I think Philly plays hard against NFC East.
I've changed my tune. I'm going 5. 5 wins. So they'll go 5-12. The Philadelphia Eagles will be in the basement of the NFC East again. That's my prediction.
I'll go 6-11.
You're giving him 6 wins. Okay. I mean, that's one right under the other. AJ?
4-13.
4-13. So he thinks they're really bad. Okay. Well, look, the Eagles got themselves a hell of a schedule. They got themselves a hell of a predicament at quarterback because nobody really knows yet. If he, listen, this guy could be shot out of a cannon this year. Nobody really knows yet. So we're going to have to kind of feel out the process.
That's what I'm saying 6 wins for, because Hurts might be the real deal. The head coach might be the real deal.
But even if
they are, then the roster as is good enough to win some games. I don't think the schedule is hard at all.
Okay.
All right. Just that they're bad.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think that? I mean, I think they're starting off 1-5. Look at that first 6 games right there.
I mean, you're looking at Carolina like they're way better than they are, right?
Mm-hmm. I just think they're way better than the Eagles.
Oh, I think that's whatever.
Pretty much a toss up.
Yeah, we'll see. But all right, well, that's your Philadelphia Eagle report/preview. We obviously don't agree. All of us agree that they're going to have a little bit of a tough sledding in 2021. I don't know where it gets better. Like, you have to start addressing this offensive line because Lane Johnson, newsflash, not going to be there forever. Same thing with their other left tackle. So they got to start. They're going to have to start making some not sexy picks on draft day instead of adding all this speed on the outside. Because what good is speed on the outside if Jalen Hurts has no time to throw the goddamn thing?
Well,
you know what I mean.
Well, let's see. Their offensive line. They we'll are find getting out. Guys back.
We'll find
so
out.
So we'll see.
So, all right. With that, it's been a long show. So we want to thank everybody for joining us today on a Monday here on the Chop Sports Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and like and follow and all that good shit to all of our podcasts. We have Jimmy Palumbo in studio today. A potential big interview. We'll figure it out. If not, it's just going to be another banger of a show, even though downloads, my God, talk to the wooden spoon, man. For the love of God, I got to talk to you about that because I actually did some research on my own last night because I love me the Jimmy Palumbo show and I want
that
show to flourish.
Jimmy?
I did, right in front of him. Hey,
I get the mic in a little bit.
I was just going to say, first of all, every time I'm sitting on the couch, he's like, oh, this network stinks, Dave? And I'm like,
the gloves are off.
Yeah, the gloves are off today. Jimmy, it is I'll Monday after all. Be sure to check out tomorrow. Well, in a little bit, Chop Heads MMA will be up. Be sure tomorrow to check out the Squeaky Bum Time podcast and the Jimmy Palumbo show. And, of course, the Joe Matarese Pretender to Contender. Apparently, he's recording today, so cross your fingers. And then we'll get him on. And then obviously the rest of the week, the lineup, a new episode of All About the Star, which is my Dallas Cowboys podcast on this network. Then we have also Chart Choppers doing the AFC East, I believe. We're going to throw that episode up because it's already in the can. I'll edit that. Elena Christina is back on Wednesday. And that's all I got to say about her. And then, of course, what I'm saying, like, she's good. I love her. She's great. She's been great. I love all her guests. Her guests are actually the guest she has this week. It's next week. We dropped that one. Facone. I think it's a TikTok guy. Have you seen this guy?
Very funny.
Calls everybody cuz.
Yeah.
I love it. He's like so, he's like, super he's funny. Over Italian. You know what I mean? Like, oh, cuz. You know, like no reason for it, but that's what he does. But anyway, so subscribe to the old channel. Be sure, chopsportsmedia.com for all the blogs, all the merchandise, all the everything there is to have about Chop Sports. And of course, follow us online here on the Facebook page. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, even though TikTok, like I said, not the biggest, whatever, at Chop Sports Media. So, for Sturch and Gooch, AJ from the couch, and a special appearance, not on camera, by the one, the legend, Johnny Trino, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, yo, cuz.